If you got good bait, here's a little tip that I'd like to relate. I said, man, fish pie, if you got good bait, I'm
going fishing, yeah, going fishing.
Finley and Leo going fishing too.
Yeah, it's that time. Time for a fishing report, and we've got the whole fishing boat here, the whole fishing crew.
At least part of the crew.
Well, part of the crew.
Yeah, the captain and the second mate.
Is Leo joining up later?
Yeah, we're heading home to meet up with Mom and Big Leo, and we're going to go do some hanging out and fishing on the Twist River.
Cool. Well, you know, you and I didn't really have a chance to sort of prep ourselves because everybody's in a hurry today. So I don't even know exactly what to ask you, except for start with rivers, eh?
Well, there's only one story at this time of the year, and that's the rivers. You know, I've been out on a few trips here, a lot of trips. That's why I haven't been able to catch up with you lately, that and work and, you know, other work and family. Been, you know, kind of in the same spot I usually am at this time of the year. Stoked on some of these people that I've been meeting. Just been having some really fun times with some really fun people.
I'll bet.
Getting into some huge fish, you know. There again, some of them, you know, just like me, gotta make a stay at the Heartbreak Hotel. Don't always land them.
Not again.
Man, we've been seeing some amazing, amazing fish out there. And, yeah, went out for a trip with old Mr. Danahue the other day. And, man, he and I just had a great time. Cool. It's always nice when you get to get out with a friend for a couple hours.
Yeah, so you got him into some action.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it was, you know, we saw quite a few fish. None of the really super huge ones, but got into some really fun ones. He got into a particularly nice residualized steelhead about, you know, probably 16, 18 inches that would not stay in the water. Probably jumped six, seven times on his bamboo rod that he needed to break in. Hadn't really gotten a good fish on it yet. So,
perfect.
Yeah, it was worthy. It was fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the river's just been fishing great. I would definitely want to tell people, you know, first off, before I forget, just to mention that it's been such a banner Calabatus season. And by the time we talk about this, it could change. But for the last few weeks, that's been my kind of one of my bread and butter flies. I've been using those usual stimulator variations that I will at this time of the year. And also just been seeing so many Calabatus and little yellow sallies popping off that I could not ignore those. And so I've been throwing about a size 14, I think, Calabatus. Excuse me. And it's kind of a, like a yellow greenish and even like kind of a greenish yellow hare's ear with a parachute the other day, and been getting huge fish on tiny flies when they get a little bit picky. When I rise them up and they don't want to take it, I go back and follow up with those, and they've been sealing the deal for me on some great fish.
Well, you know, kind of the overarching situation is the weather has been long extended cool periods, and bringing up the insects makes me think, okay, well, that's going to extend the hatch instead of deep and intensely hatching. They're probably drawing it out. They keep coming on, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, well, and not to mention it's been coupled with those really nice warm, you know, few days here and there, which will really make them pop.
Yeah.
You know, and with those warm days not lasting too long, you'll have those hatches kind of draw out instead of being like all or nothing in one, you know, week or two.
Yeah.
And so it's been like these hatches that are like 2 or 3 days, you know, fairly profuse, and then it gets cold again and chills out for a few. And
interesting.
It's been a very interesting year weather-wise, to mention that way.
Well, the other thing about this, like I said, overarching weather concern is water temperature and water flow. How do you feel like we're different than maybe the average, the last decade's average?
Well, the average that I'm used to, you know, we always have talked about how my daddy would always say, you know, our best fishing would come after July 4th.
Right.
And, you know, we're pretty much right on that right now.
Okay.
You know, kind of, I would say what my lifetime average would be. Maybe a skosh higher than, but not much. And, you know, it's definitely markedly different than these last
few. You're talking about level, water level?
Yeah, water level.
Yeah.
And, you know, we last year had, of course, that drastically low one. Year before was kind of nothing nothing too crazy, but then we had those like 2 or 3 years in a row where our spring came super late and our water wasn't coming down until the 1st of July. First of August. It was looking like the 1st of July usually would. So we've had these kind of weird water level things happen. And it was higher and colder a few years ago. But then last year, of course, it was super low and got super warm. This year, it is just coming online perfect. I mean, we've been just getting into the perfect level. And now the temperatures are coming online so perfectly that it just, it couldn't be better.
You know, I got to say, we talk about climate change all the time. I don't think we ever will go back to climate warming, even though maybe there's an overall trend that way. But for us, this year seems to be working out good. We were we were worried earlier that all that snowpack was going to come off too rapidly.
Yeah, we've had some anomalies, but it's been as close to quote-unquote normal as you could hope this year. And so it's been really, really good fishing for that matter. That's awesome. It was nice that really quick first initial warm did bring some snow down, but it slowed down right right when it needed to. But it gave us access to lakes like Upper Tiffany and Lewis Lake and Black Lake, like right away, nice and early. And I would wager that most any lake that you'd want to get into in the high country right now would be totally fine. You could get in there and still see snow up at the shady end of your lake, but definitely be fishing that lake, definitely be able to make it in there all the way from like, you know, the Abernathy Ridgeline to further up in the 20 and 30 mile in Chewock basins. All those lakes should be open right now, and I've been just dying to get up there. I've been really busy working. If I wasn't fishing the river right now, I would definitely be hiking somewhere. I mean, there's a myriad of incredible hikes up there that people can go do, and you know, maybe call the Forest Service. I'm happy to give you some tips on that. I don't book trips back there, but happy to give you tips on some of my favorites. And also the area biologist, Ryan Fortier, is a great resource because he can tell you when they were stocked. And, you know, I'm usually aiming for those lakes that were stocked 6 to 9 years ago, and you'll find the good-sized fish in there. You can find Fortier at 997-0316. And he's also a nice, a good guy to just touch base with if you're wondering where you can fish on the river. For example, I fished down in the lower river. You can fish all the way from Burma up right now, but that only lasts for a certain amount of time, so you should definitely take a chance to not just explore the popular sections of the Methow, but you know, get down there and remember there's a lot of it open. And just because people don't fish down there doesn't mean there's not epic fish down there. I've caught giant cutthroat down in the lower river since I was a kid. And it's just because I'm up here that I don't get down there more often. If you're down there, definitely take advantage of it.
That's a good point. I'm glad you brought up the high mountain lakes. That's some of my favorite memories of all time.
The best. Between the Methow, you know, the river itself and the high mountain lakes, you just can't beat it. I've heard some of the lowland lakes are pretty warm right now. And so it's kind of just like if I was going to go there, it would be like literally 5 o'clock in the morning or 5 o'clock at night and fish into the dark or fish into about, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning. And then I think it was probably going to get too warm for you.
All right.
And be careful with those fish because they might stress pretty easy in that warm water.
So you mentioned you don't take trips up high, but you do take trips out. So
you know I do.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that as people listen to us, they get the the idea that I'd kind of like to go out with Leaf and see some parts of the river maybe I haven't seen, or maybe I don't know any of the river, who knows. So how do they do that?
I'm happy to start you off from a beginner or tune up those people that just kind of feel like they could add a little more to their arsenal or just want to learn how to work this river system more thoroughly and a little bit better. It's coming into hopper season here right about now, so it's going to get incredible. They've been hitting the big foam for me, and this is when it gets really, really fun. So, anybody wants to book a trip or just check out what's going on, you can find my blog and the podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. You can email me at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com, or you can just shoot me a ring at 509-429-7298. And, quick word from my second mate here. What do you got to say, buddy?
Fish on!
Baby brother just about to run me out my mind. I said, man, could I go fishing with you?